Hey, welcome back to 20 Minutes with Chad. Today we're going to actually discuss something different. It's award season. I want to know what Chad thinks of awards. So, Chad, 2019 award season, let's go.
All right. It's been an interesting year for awards. Like, I've been trying to catch up with them, and I feel like a lot of the films that they nominate aren't that good this year. Like, it's like I'm really not happy with the movies that came out this year and the ones that are getting like picked a lot. I haven't seen Roma yet, so I can't say anything about Roma. Like everyone I've talked to loved it. Like my mom loves it, but some of my filmmaker friends, they think it's the most boringest movie ever. But, you know, they're either Swedish or Japanese, so I'm like, really, they don't make good films anyways. And then that's a hit towards Nicholas. Swedish meatballs. but I did get a chance to watch some of the Globes. I felt like that hosting had good choice with hosts, but everyone's not trying to offend anyone lately. So it feels like everything's like the jokes and the comments are all playing it safe, which I kind of think is dumb. I was the biggest... Like, the biggest thing I was paying attention to is also the Oscars. Like, the Oscars, like, when I was younger, I always dream of being nominated for an Oscar. And that's where, like, they really see the art and the business, which is BS because it's all political. And who has the most money for marketing and whatnot. They snubbed a lot of good movies. Like, might not be the most popular thing where I actually think Aquaman was actually better than Black Panther. I actually felt Aquaman's special effects were much better than Black Panther's, because Black Panther, when I was watching it, you could totally tell it was CGI, and I was getting motion sickness watching this black blob going building to building, and I'm just like, ugh, you guys have this big budget and you can't make special effects without me getting motion sickness. Thanks. Only thing I felt like Black Panther was, because, lack of a better word, it was a black film. Like, I have nothing against that, but I'm like, it wasn't that great a movie. The Black Klansman for like Spike Lee, love his stuff. 30 years he's been in the business, and he finally got nominated for Best Director, which I'm like, I don't think it was his best film, which kind of surprises me he got nominated for this, but he should have been nominated way beforehand. Like, he's one of my favorite directors that actually was one of my favorite filmmakers to inspire me. Like, Do the Right Thing, love that movie. I even like Crooklyn. I even like Crooklyn was really good too. I think the movie that he should have gotten like an award for was 25th Hour, which was based on a book that starred Philip Seymour Hoffman, Edward Norton, and Edward Norton should have probably won an actor award for that one because he was really, really good in that. But that was a really good movie. Trying to think. Green Book, haven't seen. It's kind of weird because one of the Farrelly brothers directed that. So I'm like, I know he's artsy-fartsy, but I was kind of surprised that he didn't get nominated for director, which was not too much of a surprise because everyone don't like him because he's kind of like a dick and fart joke kind of director because he's done comedy. Like, everyone thinks Dumb and Dumber. Okay, why is he getting nominated for a race movie? one of the biggest snubs I feel like that should have got nominated was Sorry to Bother You, Riley Boots. Is a freaking genius, not only because he's from the Bay Area and he's like really good, like he's really a big time activist. I actually tolerate him because his activism is much more, I think, on point, because I guess because it's just Bay Area, more of a Bay Area thing. But I felt like he was snubbed. I actually think that probably should have got it, not, what was it, Green Book, even though I haven't seen it yet. And it was set in like, what was it? Like, it's like decades ago where Sorry to Bother You was actually modernized. Like, it's actually in modern times, contemporary. I get tired of like, oh, let's do a race movie set in the 1950s. And I'm like, okay, how about do one now? Because we still have issues in that in America. let's see what else. The Oscars having no host for the first time in 31 years, I guess. I think that might be a good thing. I think the whole Kevin Hart fiasco is really stupid, where people are trying to find things to be offended by and ruining people's careers, which is ridiculous. Like, for example, Bohemian Rhapsody. Bryan Singer did all this work up to his firing. And even though he was fired and people don't like his personal life, whatever he does in his private life, personal life, let that be totally separate from his work life, because he did put the work in, and I guess he's getting like $40 million. People are like, he shouldn't get paid $40 million because he got fired. I'm like, well, what if I get fired from my job? Like, say something, if I get fired from a job for something, I'm going to get severance or unemployment. So why shouldn't he? It's a freaking job. It's not doing it for funds and shits and giggles and puppies and kittens type thing. It's just like, that's his career field. So I'm like, I always start laughing when people talk about that. I also saw Bumblebee. That movie was actually really freaking good. I really liked it. That Haley Steinfeld, what was it? Is that pronounced her name? Steinfeld? Man, she could have my babies any day. If she ever listens to my podcast, can I marry you right now? I don't care if you're 22. Well, that's actually the age range I kind of date anyway, so that works for me. People always say, what's your age range? 19 to 24. I might be 34, but I like them 19 to 24. A lot of my friends get really mad about that, but I'm like, whatever. I got a couple questions for this one, too. Let's see. If you could host any award show, what would it be? I think the AVN Awards would be kind of fun. Like, it's the porn awards. I'm like, I was trying to, like, Bogart my way onto, like, the Pornhub Awards, but they never got back to me. But on a real awards show, I'll probably say the Independent Spirit Awards. Because they kind of are tongue-in-cheek. Let's see. What is your favorite award show? Normally, I would say technically it would be the Oscars. But I really like IFC Awards, like the Spirit Awards, because it's tongue-in-cheek, low budget, and it's just kind of fun. Who is your favorite award show host? I'm going to go with Ricky Gervais. I love Ricky Gervais. His comedy's good. Like, if I could have a career, like, modeled after someone, I would say Ricky Gervais. Like, he does some really good stuff. Have you won or been nominated for awards? Yes, I've been nominated for awards. I've received awards from film festivals. I received my first acting award nomination when I was like 14 for theater. That's a thing. What was it? Yeah, that's for all the questions for that one. It's just like the award season. I used to be pumped about it. Like, oh, I want to be an EGOT, which is like a Emmy, Golden Globe, Oscar, Tony Award winning person. But now I'm just like, I just want to make movies and eat, eventually die. That's pretty simple for me. What about you? Have you seen any like award shows that like stuck out to you?
You mean the movies or the show?
Like, just like any award shows and the movies, like anything like on that thing. Like, well, I really don't like a lot of the movies this year. I'm like, I'm trying to catch up on a bunch of movies, but nothing really kind of like interests me. Like, that's the thing. It's just like Cold War got nominated for a director. The Favorite. I haven't seen The Favorite, but that guy does weird movies. I get bored with some. Sort of reminds me of like Lars von Trier, but it's like, okay. Because he did the movie The Lobster or Killing of a Sacred Deer. Like, those are good movies, but it's just like sometimes, like, I don't feel like they're just tedious sometimes. Sort of like that horror film Mandy, where it's just like, it was garbage. I just didn't like it.
Okay, let's go back here. First, I want to discuss the IFC. Mm-hmm. How come Chad's never been invited to the IFC?
A good question. I think it's because it's more of like, it's usually like in a tent in Santa Monica on a Saturday. So I know like that, and it's like in the afternoon, but I think you have to like be a member or subscribe to their foundation, because it's an actual foundation. It's Film Independent, and they sell tickets to that, to go to that. But I've never been into like going to award shows. Once again, it's, you have to dress up. I don't like dressing up. I don't even like dressing up and going to my friends' weddings. Like, I'm the type of person, like, I don't like going to weddings, funerals, stuff like that. I'm not going to, like, I don't like it because it was like, oh, it's afraid of death or that. I'm like, no, I just don't like dressing up. I don't like being around a large group of people. When I'm not performing, I don't like being around people.
Okay. You asked me what I've seen. I've seen every Oscar movie. I haven't seen, forgive me. Can you ever forgive me? I have not seen Eternity's Gate. I have not seen, I think that's it. And Cold War, I haven't seen.
I was like, I haven't seen Cold War. Like I said, I'm really behind on my freaking movies because I'm usually so like I used to go to movies because I live in LA where it's like you could see like 2-3 movies a week because we always have a bunch of movies. But I just don't have like interest or time of spending money. Like it's not just a money thing because it's really expensive down here. It's just like why am I paying money where people are going to be loud and obnoxious, and I just don't like going into large groups right now. I guess it's because I'm getting old or I just get my anxiety just goes sits there and like, what are these people? Can they just go away? So it's like, but like the latest movie I saw, what was the last movie I saw was Aquaman and Bumblebee were like the last ones that I saw besides Netflix and all that stuff.
Now, did you return to the AMC theater that they went through your bag and you got upset about and said you would never return to?
I did go to Cinemark because it's closer. I did go to Cinemark. I didn't bring my bag this time. But the manager that did do that saw me and his butthole kind of puckered because he knew, like, I must have left an impression on him because the motherfucker, excuse me, my French, like, he did not want to deal with me at all. Like, he was like, like, he tried to hurry up and get me through the ticket line really fast. Like, he knew who I was. Like, I must have, like, either put the fear of God in him because, like, no one really seen me like angry. And when I'm angry, I fight. Yeah. It's not a good thing.
So if the Oscars called you tomorrow, you wouldn't do it?
To host?
Yes.
Shoot, I would host in a heartbeat because I'm a sellout. I would sell out so much. Like, you want me to do what and put what where? Okay, sure.
Besides your mom, you have one ticket. You're allowed to invite one guest to sit in the audience.
What was the question again?
Who would you invite for your plus one to the Oscars?
Probably my mom.
No. Besides your mom.
Besides my mom? I'd probably be a dick and ask, I'd probably invite Shane Ryan. I was like, welcome to Hollywood! Because he hates, like, celebrities. Like, what's funny, like, he comes from a Hollywood family. His family's been in Hollywood, like, actual, like, professionals in the business, which he always doesn't talk about. But he's actually connected to Hollywood like crazy, but he's so anti-Hollywood. But I would probably drag him to the Oscars just to be like, yep.
How many fights would Shane Ryan start?
Shoot, probably a lot. man. Guy, you gotta listen to this podcast. I'm like, I hate you, Chad. Let's see. I don't know. I'm like, he's actually really funny in person, but he'll probably be like, start talking smack. Like, well, he liked the older Hollywood. He'll probably like die if he met like Clint Eastwood or Jean-Claude Van Damme. Like, those like his idols.
So what you're telling me is don't make sure – I think you should request he sits next to Reed Hastings.
Right? Oh, that would be the most – like that and Amazon. You put the M on tip of the – what's his name?
Bezos?
Bezos, yeah. I'd be like put him like right between those two. Why are you taking my movie off the thing? Why don't you show my movie? I just can see it happening. It'd be like a 3-hour discussion with them. Like, that's a big thing, too, is because, like, Amazon, I guess, took down, like, thousands of independent movies off their site, or their server. I'm like, one, business-wise, I understand because that's a lot of, like, videos. But, like, I hate to break it to a lot of independent filmmakers. 90% of them, you guys fucking suck. No offense. Like, you guys don't know how to save a movie, like, dude, they can't say, like, if you want to be a hobbyist, go ahead. Put it on Vimeo or YouTube. Make your own streaming service, whatever. But a lot of the movies that I try to watch, low budget indie films, they sucked. Their sound sucked. Their camera work sucked. Their story sucked. I'm like, I'm not trying to break everyone's dream. Like, follow your dream, your passion. Like, I don't even like the word dreams. Follow your goals, which is like basically deadline for your passions and your dreams. Follow your goals, accomplish them. But learn how to make a movie. Don't show it. Like, there's this one person I knew, never made a movie in his whole life, said he was going to make a feature. And it's not a friend of mine. This is someone I know from someone, like, because they had like insurance money or something for something, they're going to make a movie. Never made a short, didn't. Their movie sucked so bad. I have another friend. He acted in a movie and he promotes it. Like, he's like, well, it got distribution. And I'm going to call, what was it called? Oh, man, you know what? Screw it. I don't care. Sacramento could suck my dick. There's this film called Caps Crossing. This motherfucking movie sucks so bad. Bad. It's called Caps Crossing. It's on Amazon. It's complete garbage. And my friend's a really good actor and has a small role in it. And he's really good. But everyone's like, oh, yeah, Sacramento, like, great films. Like, no, that movie's garbage. Like, I'm not going out there to hate someone's movie. Like, I always try to find a redeeming quality in every movie I go and see. Even if I don't like them in person, they could be my enemy. They could be like whatever. I don't try to like go out and trash their movie. Like, I try to find a redeeming quality. But this movie had no redeeming quality whatsoever. I put it up there with Forrest Gump. Like, it's like, Forrest Gump even sucked. I'm like, if you think about it, if you didn't have Robert Zemeckis and Tom Hanks, you'll probably see it on Lifetime. I'm like, it's a crap movie. It's like, you got a retarded character who does stupid shit and shenanigans and like trying to win the heart of this girl. And I'm like, oh, please. Like, I get like, it's almost like they're trying to win a war. Like, oh, we have a retarded character. We have in historic times. It's going to win an Oscar. Let's do that. I'm like, that's what it feels like. And I was just like, ugh. But yeah, Caps Crossing was garbage. And there's a couple other, like, Sacramento filmmakers who I don't want to call filmmakers because they suck. And they just, like, they think that, oh, man, I'm trying to think. But that one was the biggest load of crap. And everyone's like, oh, they took our movies off. And I'm like, because it's garbage. Because it could probably be better on Pornhub because you have so much nudity and sex in it. Like, do something like that. I should probably text Shane Ryan, but hey, put it on Pornhub. It won't get censored. They have 2 billion people who watch that. So I'm like, you could even ask for tips on Pornhub. I'm really pro Pornhub. Pornhub even went to people who were on Tumblr, all these artsy-fartsy people, and Tumblr doing this big thing where it just, like, censored everything. And Pornhub was like, oh, come over here. We'll show it. There's no censorship for it. Like, why not? Or create your own streaming service. But it's just like, oh, it's getting me mad when artists and creatives go like, oh, but they rip it off. Like, there's other platforms. There's Hulu, Netflix, of course. There's Streamlit. There's CineStream. There's all these different things. And you guys, they're only looking for, like, the best ones. Like, even the best ones have so much content and so much saturation that they don't even get money or views. Like, what was it? They just said something. Like, I'm watching a bunch of foreign films that probably don't even get a lot of views. It's like, was it 1,400? There's 1,400 titles right now on Netflix. 1,400. That's 1,400 titles. You're telling me, I bet you, not all of them are being watched. So it makes sense for me to see them do the server and the whole thing. That whole Amazon thing cracks me up. We're like, because I don't have anything on Amazon. Like, I really don't care. I just do short films anyway. So really, I have other ways to do it. There's Vimeo. There's YouTube. So it's just like, it's kind of ridiculous. Just trying to see what else they – oh, man, there's a lot on this one. But another big thing that's like right now too is – one minute, just Tumblr. Oh, the digital bundles. That's the big thing right now, the digital TV bundles, where everyone's putting different channels and stuff. They put everything like Roku, Hulu, Amazon. That's the big thing too right now, is digital TV bundles. And hopefully that's going to be probably a next big thing right now. But that's about it.
Would Chad vote in the AVN Awards? Who would he vote for Best Female Performance of the Year?
Performance of the year. Oh, man. I don't – Tori Black. Maybe Tori Black. I don't know if she did anything. Tori Black or Lexi Bell. I love Lexi Bell. I usually don't like white chicks, but oof, Lexi Bell's like blonde. Look, does a body good. That's what I would say.
Goodbye, Chad.
Bye.